Hi, I'm at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, and with me today is a special guest. How about you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Anton. I am a CEO and programmer at Coffee Stain Studios, the makers of Goat Simulator.
Okay, and what is Goat Simulator about?
Goat Simulator is basically the latest in goat simulation.
Sure.
It's a game about having fun, basically. It came out from a game jam. We started in January, and it's just taken off from there.
What inspired you to do a goat simulator? And this is like the first type of goat simulator, right?
Yeah, so Goat Simulator is basically a reaction to the current industry. We want to make something very, very, very different. And we think we kind of succeeded in that.
And so in your game jam, how long did the game jam take?
The game jam was for a month initially. We launched the first video of Goat Simulator about 2 weeks after we started, and once it hit those incredible numbers on YouTube, we've added some time on that now, but it's very short production.
Can you talk about the numbers that you got when you released it after 2 weeks?
We had like 3 million hits on YouTube in like a week, so that's pretty crazy.
So once you get those hits, then are you thinking, okay, you know what, we're just gonna go full steam on this game, or what were you thinking at that point?
I think we were very shocked, and we had some panic meetings, you know, in the office, like, what should we do now? And we rather soon realized we have to do this.
Well, do you have to also do it fast, because to capitalize on the momentum?
Yeah. We really wanted to get it out as soon as possible. So that's why we launched it now on April 1st, actually. So it's getting out really soon, yeah.
Okay. And what platform will it be on?
Initially PC and Steam, and then we'll see where we go from there.
So here's my concern. You said 3 million views. A lot of those people are going to be casual players,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Are they going to be using Steam, or are they going to be looking for it on mobile? Did you discuss that? What are your thoughts on that? Because it seems like this is something that's entertaining for a mass audience. It's not going to be necessarily for the hardcore gamer, unless you intended that. I don't know.
We'd definitely love to see it on mobile, since we have such a limited time frame and how we started this project, it will go to PC primarily, and the Steam still is a pretty huge market.
Yeah.
So I think it will turn out pretty well.
And what development platform did you use for it?
This is built in Unreal Engine 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you look at Unity or anything?
No, we only work with Unreal, actually.
And are there any interesting mechanics or game design discoveries that you've had as you worked on this Goat Simulator?
That when you make a game like this, I think the more stupid a feature is, the better it is.
Okay.
So I think that's like, this is one of the only games that you see here at the show where you can like lick human beings and drag them around while getting hit by cars. So it's a really crazy game.
Okay, awesome. And where can listeners find out more information about the game and potentially download it?
You can go to www.goat-simulator.com, and there you can see the video and you can pre-order the game. And we'll also go out on Steam pretty soon, so you'll see it there for sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.